Hello and welcome to Pardes from Jerusalem, the podcast series from the Pardes Institute of Jewish Studies in Jerusalem. I'm Larry Kluger, a Pardes alum. Coming up this week is Yom Yerushalayim, and then next week, starting Thursday evening, will be Shavuot. If you'll be in Jerusalem for Shavuot, then please come to the Pardes Tikkun Leil Shavuot. That's Thursday evening at Pardes in Jerusalem. Wherever you'll be studying for Shavuot, please tell people about this podcast. And when you do, tell them about how you can listen to the podcast either on an iPod or using your computer speakers. The opportunity to study Torah every week is something that most people are interested in hearing about, and your personal testimony about the podcast will really help out. In this episode, Rabbi David Levenkreus will discuss Parshat Bamidbar. Rabbi David Levenkreus is a senior faculty member at Pardes and also serves as the Pardes Director of Special Programs. And now, Rabbi David Levenkreus.
Thank you, Larry. A few years ago, I went to the desert, and there, alone, in this dry, quiet, and empty place, I found, for the first time, my God, myself, and my connection to Judaism. I'm sure that many of us have heard or even said ourselves similar words, and they didn't sound strange to us, because both in our Jewish texts and also in general culture, nature is somehow seen as being a place of enlightenment, a place of self-discovery, a place of pureness, and within nature, the desert is seen as the quintessential place where this happens. And of course, the name of our parsha this week is Bamidbar, in the desert. On the other hand, when was the last time that you saw or heard somebody say something like, a few years ago, I was caught in a traffic jam at 4 p.m. on the Santa Monica Highway on my way out of town, and there, within my car, which I'd forgotten to clean for a few days, I found God, and I found myself, and I found my connection to Judaism. Not many, I'm sure. Just as nature and the desert are seen as places of self-revelation, the city in our culture is seen as a place of alienation, a place of materialism, and a place of emptiness. Now, as a city dweller, I have to tell you that I found many of these assumptions very, very problematic. In order to find God, do I have to leave the streets of Emek Rephaim or the Upper West Side? Is there something in the desert and in nature, something special that brings us closer to God in a more efficient way than in the town? Because of my pro-city inclination, I'm very, very fond of a story that the philosopher Rabbi Abram Joshua Heschel told with connection to his days in Berlin. Heschel, many of us will know, grew up in a Hasidic home in Poland, and he moved to Berlin in order to learn in the university. And as one can imagine, it was a tremendous culture shock for him. I always use the example, it would be like taking an ultra-Orthodox person from the neighborhood of Mea Shearim in Jerusalem and putting him into the middle of Berkeley. And in truth, it did happen that Heschel was very, very depressed. Not only because he was missing home, but also because he really didn't find an intellectual common language with his professors. And this is what he writes. In the months in Berlin, I went through moments of profound bitterness. I felt very much alone with my own problems and anxieties. I walked alone in the evenings through the magnificent streets of Berlin. I admired the solidity of its architecture, the overwhelming drive and power of a dynamic civilization. There were concerts, theaters, and lectures by famous scholars about the latest theories and inventions, and I was pondering whether to go to the new Max Reinhardt play or to a lecture about the theory of relativity. Heschel explains how on a walk he slowly begins to get out of his depression through seeing and understanding the power not of nature, not of a beautiful view, not of the desert, but of buildings and of inventions and of plays and of theories. He continues. Suddenly I noticed the sun had gone down, evening had arrived. Me'ematai korin et shema be'arvin. From where do we read the Shema in the evening prayer? I'd forgotten God. I'd forgotten Sinai. If I'd forgotten that sunset is my business and that my task is litaken olam b'malshut shaddai, to fix up the world under the kingship of God. Heschel was one of those people who was very makpid, who was very careful to say Kriyat Shema, to say the Shema, at the earliest time possible. What should he do? Should he break the moment, this very spiritual moment, in order to pray? Or should he pray later? I would like to claim that a deeper understanding of the concept of a midbar, usually translated as desert, will shed light not only on the place of nature versus the city within Judaism, but also on Heschel's dilemma, and I think from it we will also find a personal message for ourselves. In an article written by a colleague of mine at Pardes, Rabbi Michael Hatton, he researches the basis, the grammatical basis of the word midbar, in order to understand its place in the Jewish experience. He compares the word midbar with other words which have a mem and then three letters, which are a root, such as mishpat, law, mikdash, tabernacle, miklat, refuge, mitzpeh, lookout point, mizrach, east, or mizbeach, altar. Mishpat, Beit Mishpat, should we say, a court, Zemakom shel shiput, it's a place of judgment. Mikdash, a tabernacle, is a place of kodesh. A miklat, a refuge, is a place, shekoltim, where we absorb people, where we take people in. Mitzpeh, a lookout point, is a place, shetzofim, that we gaze from. Mizrach, east, is the place where the sun is zorachat, where the sun sets, or rises, I should say. And mizbeach is a place where we are zovchim, where we offer things up. Using this logic, a desert, a midbar, is a place of dalet bet resh. But what is dalet bet resh? Devar, thing, word. What is the desert a place of? The medieval commentator, the Radak, explains the three-letter root Dalet Bet Resh as connected to its Aramaic meaning, which is Lahadrich, to guide. And using this idea, what the desert is a place of guidance. What is important about the desert is not its topography, and there's some who say that the desert that Am Yisrael wandered through was not necessarily, as we imagine, a desert today. What is important is not the topography, but the desert is a place where we need help, guidance, and leadership. It's a place where we can't find things ourselves. We need somebody else to help us out, or minimally, we need a compass. I think we very, very often tend to think that the beliefs and the obligations which we form in times of peace and tranquility, those are our true values, and that ideas and concepts that we lean upon in difficult times are somehow out of the norm, not our real selves. I think there's a lot of truth to this, but I think that the book of Bamidbar tells us something very, very different. Sefer Bamidbar, the book of Numbers, tells us that dafka, precisely when the nation is weak, when it needs guidance, leadership, it's in these moments that the nature of Am Yisrael is created. the places and the sources that they turn for help. These are the important elements that go up and create what the Jewish religion is and what the Jewish people is. The cloud by day and the sun by night, it's these that turn us into a nation which has spread its life expressing its love affair with God. And this is what happened to Heschel in Berlin. Berlin was Heschel's personal midbar, his personal desert. Berlin doesn't look like a desert. On the contrary, it is building and population. But Berlin was the place that Heschel needed hadracha and koach, guidance and strength. Obviously, Max Reinhardt was important to him. Obviously, he wanted to know more about the theory of relativities. But Heschel understood that in that moment, that if he went to a lecture, instead of saying Kriyat Shema, then what would happen is Max Reinhardt and Albert Einstein would become his madrichim, his guiders, and not God. He writes, "I prayed because I did not want to lose the whole, to lose the sense of belongingness to the spiritual order of Judaism." Heschel understood that Judaism, that the Torah, needed to be the organizing principle of his world. I believe that is what is true for Am Yisrael and was true for Heschel is also true for you and me. The decisions we make during difficult times, the people and the values, the beliefs and the obligations that we create and we rely upon when things are tough, these become important parts of who we are when we are stronger. What happens to me and how I deal with my own personal midbar, my own personal desert, becomes part of my own personality, so that when I come to the promised land, I am a certain kind of person. And this, dear listeners, and this, dear ladies and gentlemen, can happen on Emek Rephaim. It can happen on the Upper West Side. It can happen in a traffic jam at 4 p.m. on the Santa Monica Highway. Shabbat Shalom.
Thank you, Rabbi Levenkreuz. Your comments on the podcast are always appreciated, so please send your comments to podcasts@pardesusa.org. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you on the next episode of Pardes from Jerusalem.